your leaders, but as your servants.
我今天站在这边的身份不是你们的一个领导和带领，而是一个仆人。
Today the message is talking about working together to maintain unity.
今天要各位谈的是，我们都要齐心努力维持合一。
We will continue our study of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 16.
我们今天查经文是来自于以弗所书的第四章的七到第十六节。
Last time we met, we looked at verses 1 through 6.
上次讲到，我们讲到是这一章书的一到六节。
This morning we will look at verses 7 through 16.
今天我们要看的是第七到第十六节。
This shows how Christ gives the gifts of a diverse people to bring unity, maturity in the ministry of our church.
今天我们讲到是在神给我们不同人有各式各样的恩赐，来为了使教会成长，而使教会能够合一。
Brother Bill will lead in the reading of the scripture.
请 Bill 弟兄来读这些经文。
Yeah, you read all of them. Let's all stand as we for the reading.
一起来站立领受神的话语。以弗所书的第四章第七到第十六节，圣经上这样记载了神的话语：我们个人蒙恩，都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。所以经上说，他升上了高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样恩赐赏给人。说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按其职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Thank you. Maybe seated.
大家请坐。
I stand before you as the English pastor.
我站在这边的身，我是一个英文的牧师，站在你们大家众人之前。
So you'll have to put up with my English today.
所以你要好好忍受我用英文跟你们讲道。
This morning, one of our key subjects is maturity.
今天我们要讲的一个主题之一就是成熟。
Abigail Van Buren said, maturity is the ability to stick with the job until it's finished.
Buren 这个人写了这个成熟的定义，第一点就是说成熟是有能力把工作做完而不半途退缩。
She said the maturity is the ability to do a job without being supervised.
第二个定义就是说成熟是有独自完成一个工作的能力。
Maturity is the ability to carry money without spending it.
有能力好好的处理钱财。
I can't do that. And the maturity is ability to bear injustice without wanting to get even.
成熟是有能力在忍受不公平的待遇之下而不寻求报复。
Chuck Swindoll said, a sign of maturity is when you go from a thick skin and a hard heart to a soft skin and a soft heart.
Chuck Swindoll 说定义是说一个成熟的表征是一个铁石心肠变成慈悲心肠，知道去关心别人。
Ann Lander said, maturity is the art of living in peace with that which we cannot change.
Ann Lander 给定义成熟是一种艺术，是我们可以和平的生活在一些我们不能够改变的情况之下。
Courage to change that which we should change.
而有能力改变那些需要被改变的。
And wisdom to know the difference.
而有的智慧知道他们之所以不同在哪里。
We're going to talk about building the body of Christ.
今天我们讲到建立基督的身体。
First, we will look at the people who will build the body of Christ.
首先我们看看哪些人能够来建立基督的身体。
Brother Bill and I will read one verse, and then read another verse, verses 7 through 11.
我们要读第强调第七节，先讲第七节到第十一节。
But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it.
Verse 8, 第八节，所以经常说，他升上了高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
Now read verse 9?
Yeah.
Okay. What does he ascended mean except he also descended into the lower earthly regions?
第十节 verse 10, 那降下的就是远升诸天之上要充满万有的。
In verse 11, it was he who gave some to be apostles and some to be prophets and some to be evangelists and some to be pastors and teachers. Christ gave each of us, all of us who are here as gifts.
今天神给我们在座每一位都有一些恩赐。
Unity does not mean the sameness of person or responsibility.
这 合一不代表说人要完全一样或他们责任要完全一样。
But in our diversity,From God, the Holy Spirit.
而在神的圣灵当中，我们可以有不同。
Our unity in Christ and the grace of God.
我们在神的恩典当中，我们有合一。
Within the unity of the body of Christ.
在基督身体里面，我们是一个合一的一个群体。
Grace is given to everyone so that each person will have a different responsibility.
恩典给。在恩典里面，我们也有不同的恩赐，有不同责任。
As Romans 12:6 says, we have different gifts according to the grace given to us.
罗马书十二章六节讲到，按我们所得的恩赐各有不同。
Unity is maintained by diversity and variety.
在变化不同当中，我们维持了我们的合一。
You, Brother Howard, you wouldn't want me up here playing the guitar.
But Brother Howard 弟兄要我在那弹吉他。
But all of us here have so many different gifts that we can all use them to build up the body of Christ.
在座当中呢，个人不同恩赐，我们来利用恩赐，让神的肢体身体能够得到成长。
Grace in this passage has an unexpected meaning.
恩典在这一段经文里面有它特别不同的解释。
It doesn't designate saving grace here.
这是讲的恩典不是救恩。
But grace for ministry.
而是一个事工服事的一个恩典。
If indeed the two can be separated.
如果这两个您可以把它分开来讲的话。
Paul could just as easily have written to each of us ministry has been given.
保罗可以直接了当说我们每一个人都给予有服事的恩赐。
The believer's gifts are not determined by their preferences or inclination.
这个恩赐不是在于个人的这个喜好
，nor by their natural abilities, merit, or other personal considerations.
然后个人的偏向或天生能力或者你的优点或者一些出于个人的考量。
But gifts are given solely by God's sovereign and gracious will.
恩典是来自于神的主权跟他的恩惠。
We are gifted according to His plan, His purpose, and the measure that He's given to us.
因为神的计划、神的目的、神的考量，我们每个人都有不同恩赐。
You see, God is the source of electing grace, equipping grace, and enabling grace in our lives.
神是所有恩典的源头。
And then in verses 9 and 10, he quotes a passage from Psalm 68, verse 16.
保罗在这边是引用诗篇六十八章十八节的经文。
And Paul's interested in primarily the last line. It says, "And gave gifts to men."
保罗这边从所强调就是说，将各样恩赐给了人。
This provides the evidence that the ascended Christ gives gifts to people.
这里告诉我们，经文在这里经文告诉我们，这升上诸天的基督给了他的人不同的恩赐。
And Paul reasoned that Christ's ascent implies a previous descent.
保罗这边讲到他升上诸天，意思是说在他之前他也降到地下。
And the phrase lower earthly regions represents the earth here.
这地下就指的是这个我们这个地球。
The earth was the place where Jesus Christ came and was made flesh or was incarnated.
基督以肉身的这个形式曾经来到这个地球上。
In Jesus Christ's crucifixion and His resurrection, He conquered Satan, He conquered sin, and He conquered death.
在他的被钉十字架跟他的复活，基督耶稣战胜了撒旦、罪恶和死亡。
Jesus here is pictured as a Roman conquering a victor leading captivities through the streets of Rome.
他这一切作为就好像一个在古代罗马这个一个战胜的一个将军带领他的俘虏在罗马城里面游行。
And the same Christ who came down is the one who ascended higher than all the heavens.
在这个降到地下跟升上诸天之上的就是同一个耶稣基督。
And as a result of his descent and his ascent, nothing is hidden from Jesus Christ.
因为他降下来又升上去，在他里面没有任何可以被隐藏的事情。
All things are subject to him.
所有事情都归于他。
No realm of heaven and earth is beyond his control.
没有一个领域或者在天上在地上，他不是受他的控制管理之下。
That Christ will fill the entire universe refers to his power and his control over all of creation.
他充满万有，就是意思说他管理所有他所造的一切。
Christ is Lord over the entire universe.
基督是宇宙的主。
He in the past, the present, as well as the future.
不管是过去、现在或者将来都一样。
He fills all things with himself. He is the sovereign head of everything.
他把万有充满，他是所有人的所有一切的头。
He fills the church, his body, with the blessings of his spirit, his grace, and his gifts.
他也充满这个教会，就是他的身体，用他的祝福跟圣灵恩典恩赐来充满这个教会。
So each of you is a gift to the person sitting next to you.
所以你们在座每一个都是有神给予的恩赐。
So when you look at that person next to you, you can say, "Thank you, God, for this gift."
在你旁边的人，你说谢谢主，你把恩赐赐给这位弟兄或者姊妹。
Or you might say, "Oh God, please help me. I don't know."
或者说主啊，请你怜悯我，我的恩赐在哪里？
Christ also gave apostles as gifts.
耶稣以一种恩赐给予做使徒的人。
And this section, verses 11 through 16, is one long sentence in the Greek language.
在这里面就说，在以弗所四章十一到十六节，在原文的希腊文里是一个很长很长的一个句子。
In this passage, two subjects are treated.
这里提到两个主题。
The ministry that takes place within the body and the maturity that this ministry is to achieve.
这讲到是说，在这个他的身体是教会里面所事工，还有一个事工，一个成熟事工，他所要。成就的是什么？
The gifts that Christ gives to the church are people to promote serving and building up of the church.
教会里面的恩赐就是在座的每一个人，那在一起同工，来使到的教会能够服侍，能够成长。
This text teaches both about the gifts and about the order of the church.
在这个经文里面讲到的是这个不同恩赐，还有他在这个教会里面的一个次序。
He in this passage is emphatic in the Greek, and it teaches that Christ Himself is the one who gifts people.
在这边，保罗的强调就是说，在基督他自己给了人不同的恩赐。
The first gifts are listed are the apostles.
在说明这列的里面当中，第一个被提到的就是使徒。
They are the foundation for Christ's church.
他们是基督教会的一个根基。
The apostles included 11 men that Jesus called without Judas.
在这使徒里面，包括了那十一位门徒，除掉犹大之外，耶稣招的十一位门徒。
Plus others in the Bible who are called apostles, such as Paul himself and Matthias and Barnabas.
包括一些在圣经里面被称为门徒的人，例如保罗、马提亚，还有巴拉巴。
It seems that the qualifications for being an apostle were to be seen. Were to have seen the risen Christ.
似乎在讲到一个做使徒的一个资格，就是能亲眼看到复活的基督。
Apostles were sent out by Jesus Christ to preach the gospel.
或者基督他所差遣出去传福音的人。
And they were working on behalf of the church in building its foundation.
他们代表教会来建立教会的根基。
And Christ gave prophets as gifts as well.
基督也以先知 是一个恩赐。
God gave prophets to the church.
耶稣给教会，上帝给教会有先知。
These people also were laborers on the church's foundation.
先知也是在成立巩固教会的根基。
And these prophets had special gifts in ministering God's messages to God's people.
他们在神的话语上有这个服事的恩赐。
At times in the scriptures, they would actually foretell the future.
在过去时段里面，这先知能够预告未来发生的事情。
But more often they would be there to exhort and to encourage and to strengthen God's people.
把更多的时间，先知是用来做劝告、鼓励，还有坚强神的子民。
See, God spoke through these New Testament prophets.
利用这些先知，神来向人说话。
And He inspired them with specific messages for particular times and places.
在特定的时段跟地方。他让着先知来告诉神让人知道的信息。
And Christ gave evangelists as gifts.
对传福音的也是一种恩赐。
Evangelists were not like today's traveling ministers.
对传福音的不是像现今这个时代一些旅行的布道家或者牧师。
They're often called men with 10 suits and 10 sermons.
这些人他们称为他们带有10套的西装，有10套的经文到处讲道。
Actually, very little is written about evangelists in the Bible.
传福音的这个职分在圣经里面提到的并不多。
Paul urged evangelist Timothy to stay at Ephesus and to build a church there.
保罗要这个传福音的提摩太留在以弗所来建立教会。
And evangelist Philip had a house in Caesarea.
也称呼这个在该撒利亚的腓力是一个传福音的。
No doubt their primary activity was to unbelievers.
没有疑问的，他们这些人，他们服侍的对象主要是非信徒。
But the evangelist was a preacher of the good news.
但是传福音的主要是一个宣扬好消息的人。
Someone who focused on the proclamation of the gospel and its relevance to their lives.
一些他们来宣扬讲这个福音跟福音有关的消息。
I recently read about an old man who walking down the beach at dawn.
最近我看到一段故事，讲一个年老的老人家在海滩上散步。
He noticed a young man ahead of him who was picking up starfish and was flinging them back into the ocean.
他注意到在前面有年轻人在沙滩捡起来那个 starfish， 中文叫什么？星星一样的东西。海星，把它丢回到海里面去。
Catching up with the youth, he asked him, "What are you doing?"
他追上的年轻人就问他，你在做什么？
The answer was that the starfish would die if left until morning sun.
这年轻告诉他，如果现在不把这个海星丢回去的话，当太阳升上来之后，他们都会死掉。
The old man says, "But the beach goes on for miles, and there are millions of starfish."
但这个老人家说，这个海滩几里那么长，那上面那海滩上有成千上万的海星。
He said, "How can your effort make any difference?"
你现在做的事情到底有多大的不一样帮忙？
The young man looked at the starfish in his hand. He threw it safely into the waves. And he said, "It makes a difference in this one."
这年轻人就把他手上的海星丢海里面，告诉说，我所做了对这个海星就有不一样。
I remember my uncle Isaac, who used to take me to Sunday school when I was a young boy.
当我还是小孩子的时候，我的叔叔叫 Isaac， 带我去主日学。
At that time, my parents were not Christian.
那时候我的父母并不是基督徒。
My uncle Isaac made a difference in my life.
我的叔叔 Isaac 在我的生命当中做了一个有很大影响跟改变。
How about you?
你呢？
When it comes to your faith, who made a difference in your life?
在你的信仰过程当中，谁让你的发生了这样的改变？
The question for all of us today.
今天我发这个问题给大家的是。
Will we make a difference in someone else's life?
我们有没有在别人的生命当中让他有改变？
See, God calls all of us to share the wonderful gospel that we have heard.
神呼召我们要把这好的福音要传给别人。
And this gospel came to us through the love and concern of someone else.
因为别人对我的关心跟爱心，让我能听到这福音。
I challenge all of us today to be evangelists.
今天我向各位发出个挑战，你们可不可以都可以做传福音的？
To win the lost and to see them grow just as we've grown.
在找回失丧的人，让他们能够在成长，能成熟。
There might be someone here today who doesn't know the gospel of Jesus Christ.
或许在座当中有些人还不知道耶稣基督。
Someone who's never experienced the love that Jesus Christ gives to all of us.
可能人有些人还没有经验到神给我们每一个人的爱。
Today we're a church that offers Jesus Christ to those who would receive Him by faith.
今天我们这教会就是以信心来把爱这个好福音传给个到不认识神的人。
I'm so glad that so many of our people here have a heart for those friends and loved ones they have who need the gospel.
感谢神，在我们当中大家有这个心要把这个好的福音传给你的朋友。
The point of this passage is that as we become mature, a natural outgrow of our faith, outflowing of our faith will be the sharing of the gospel.
在这里讲到，当我们的在成熟的话，我们就会把这福音能够跟别人分享。
Most of the people that are saved through this church are saved through individuals like you sharing your faith personally.
在座当中，我们每一个被神所拯救的人，都是因为经过别人来帮我们得了，让我们得了拯救。
Week after week, I hear of how God is reaching the people in the different fellowships on campus.
我们这边感谢神，让我们当中在座当中大家对在校园里面，在不同的团契上面有参与侍奉。
And I'm thrilled to see that God is blessing our church because when people are saved, that's God's hand of blessing on the church.
神的祝福的手在一个教会里面，如果这个教会能把福音传给世上的人。
And God also gives pastors and teachers as gifts.
上帝也给教师跟牧师有特别恩赐。
And these two gifts are likely the same person.
这两个是不同的恩赐，可能是同一样的一个人。
And the apostles and prophets and evangelists, they minister to the church at large.
这先知、使徒或者是传福音的，可以在广义来讲，他是服侍普天下的教会。
The pastors, teachers, just like today, they minister to the local congregation.
这讲的牧师跟教师，作者是一个在地方上教会上服侍的人。
Like shepherds, they serve to tend the Lord's flock.
就好像牧羊的人，他们来照顾神的羊群。
They handle the day-to-day affairs of the congregation.
他们来处理他们会众当中每天日出日落所要发生的一些事情。
Administering and counseling and guiding and teaching and preaching.
这包括了这个服侍，包括了咨询，包括了引导，包括了喂养。
Well, let's take a look at the New Testament language for gifts.
我们来看看在新约里面他们怎么样讲这个恩赐。
The basic gift, charisma, is eternal life in Christ. All other gifts exist because of this one.
最基本的恩赐就是神给我们每个人都永生，所有其他恩赐都建立在这永生的恩赐上面。
The Holy Spirit, in this word is Doria, is given to every Christian.
这个圣灵啊，这个是一个恩赐给每一个基督徒的。
One's own station in life is a gift, charisma, specifically for marriage and celibacy.
一个人他的生命或者他的生活，不管是结婚的、独身的，这都是一种恩赐。
Ministry is also viewed as a gift, which is Doria as well.
服事这个原文希腊字也是一种恩赐。
As we're looking at today, people are gifts to the church.
今天教会里面人也是教会给，也是神给这个教会的一个恩赐。
And then we have various spiritual activities, which are spiritual gifts, which are given to edify the believers in the church.
每个教会人都在属灵上都获得恩赐来彼此的造就。
And this suggests a need for a broader sense of the word gift that's typically used today.
这讲到的恩赐是广义的恩赐。
A gift is the same thing as a working or a service.
恩赐也相当于一个工作或者一个服事服务。
A gift is merely the way that the Holy Spirit works in a person for the good of the church at large.
恩赐乃是圣灵在一个人身上的工作，来为了教会的好处。
And then secondly, we'll look at the building of the body of Christ, the preparation.
第二点我们来讲到是怎么样准备来 建立基督的身体。
Verse 12 says, to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
以弗所书四章十二节我们刚讲到说，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
The body of Christ is prepared by God's gifted people.
基督的身体是由神是神给 恩典的给有恩赐子民来预备的。
The body of Christ performs works of service.
基督身体在 做服事的事工。
The body of Christ builds each other up.
基督身体来让我们彼此的建立。
Do leaders do all these tasks?
是不是教会的 领导领袖们做这些所有做这所有的事工？
Or is their responsibility to equip people to do the work and the building up?
或他们的责任是在装备教会 的神子民来做这些事工。
This is how we understand the relationship between laity and the clergy in the church.
所以是非常重要的了解到这个所谓神职人员跟平信徒的不同。
See, the body of Christ doesn't have two classes of members.
在这里面不是说教会有两个阶层的地位的人。
The pastors and the people, not two classes.
牧师跟大家并不是两个不同阶级的人。
Nor are there two sets of expectations.
或是两套不同的期望。
Every one of us has the task of building up the body of Christ, although the responsibilities we have may vary.
每一个人在这当中都要来建立教会的，在建立教会，只是每个责任不一样。
Certainly, there's some tasks that are more appropriate for pastors and teachers. Because of their expertise.
因为他们有牧师跟教师，他们有特别的专长，或者他们在某些事情上，他们要负担更多的工作。
Although it's the pastor's responsibility to endeavor to include and to train members to do even the most difficult tasks within the church.
牧师的责任包括了来装备教会的信徒，来甚至做一些非常困难的工作。
Pastors are not hired to do the ministry.
牧师并不是受聘或受雇来做教会做神的事工。
Sometimes pastors feel like the old, you know, out in the Wild West, they're gunslingers. They're hired to, you know, to shoot.
牧师好像不是来就意思说，牧师不是来受聘来做这些事情。
Our job is mainly to prepare people to do the work of the ministry.
我们的工作是来装备预备大家来做神国的事工。
And we as pastors should expect everyone in the church to be involved in the ministry.
而牧师来讲，他们希望教会每一个人都能够参与教会的服事。
As a pastor, I should be an expert in the gospel.
所以牧师来讲，对牧师来讲，他可能在福音方面他有特别的恩赐。
The gospel is the broadest subject in all the world.
这个福音呢，传福音是一个广义，是一个普世的一个事工。
And I should have an application of that first of all to my own life.
首先，我做牧师的，我要有这个事工的表现。
It's a pastor's job to train people biblically.
牧师的责任是以圣经教训来装备训练。
Without it, it's no surprise that so many people are duped by televangelists.
也就是为什么很多人是被在电视上做那个讲道的人所哄骗的。
It's a pastor's job to train people to be more productive in their Christian ministry and service.
但是牧师这个责任是要帮助教会的人能够在做实行基督的工作跟服务时候能够更有果效。
These people are specifically mentioned in this verse 11 were given to the church for one ultimate goal, and that goal is to equip the people of God.
在这边四章十一节里面讲到一种各种恩赐的这些人，他们来到教会里面主要的一个目的就是要装备神的子民。
This word equip means to set right by like the setting of a bone or to bring to completion by training or restoring.
这个装备这个字的意思的含义是包括了把所有事情能够做得对，就好像一个断的骨头能够把重新结合。
All these different positions or people, the apostles, the prophets, evangelists and pastors were given to equip the people to do the work of the ministry.
在这里面讲的各种不同的职分，像使徒、先知、传福音的牧师、教师，他们主要在功用在装备神国子民来做神国的事工，来建立教会。
This will result in the building up of the church.
这样子让教会能够得到成长。
The church itself, the church builds itself in faith as members care for one another.
教会能够的成长，如果就是会员能够彼此的关心大家。
As we show love for one another,
我们彼此以爱心对待大家。
And as we manifest the gifts that God has given to us,
让我们能把神给我们恩赐在教会里面能够彰显出来。
Yet the church also builds itself up as it reaches out to the community.
因为教会能够得到建造，如果能他们能够把福音传给还没有相信。
We reach out with the love of Christ to bring people into the fold.
用基督爱去来接触那些还没有信他人，把他带到教会。
And God's given us an enormous responsibility.
上帝给我们一个很大很大的责任。
According to Matthew 28:19-20, we're called to go out into all the world and make disciples.
在马太福音里面28:19-20里面讲到，他要我们去。
And this involves teaching and preaching and healing and nurturing and giving and administrating all these things to reach people.
那这甚至讲到的就包括了讲道、教导、医治、喂养、帮助、服侍，还有建造，来让这些人认识神。
For God to ask just one person to do that would be impossible.
那是不可能的，这么多事情有一而只要一个人来做是不可能的。
But when God calls all of us, then we can go out as a church and do the ministry within the Ann Arbor area.
当神呼召我们的时候，我们整个教会应该是一个团队的一个形式来去 Ann Arbor 的地方来找寻世上的人。
Let's look at the body image.
那我们再来看看这个形象，基督身体的形象。
First of all, we have, number one, there's an intimate relation between Christ and those who believe in Him.
首先，就是所有相信基督人跟基督，他们彼此之间有一个很亲密的关系。
We are bound to Him and we draw our resources from Him.
我们跟基督相连，我们从他们支取生命的资源。
Union with Christ, it joins people together.
跟神的联合。也让我们跟人联合。
Each person has a responsibility within the body to fulfill their calling.
每个人在基督身体里面都有一个责任。
The body grows and is built up by the activity of each part and the sustenance that comes from Christ.
基督身体就是教会要成长，必须有每一个部门或每一个我们人的摆上，而它的持续的力量是来自于基督。
Everything that's done in the body is done in the context of love.
在基督身体上所做的任何一件事情都是出自于爱。
And lastly, the third point is building up the body, the purpose of this.
建造基督身体的目的是什么？
Verse 13 says, until we all reach the unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
第十三节里面特别提到说，直到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
We look at A, the unity in the faith and knowledge of the Son of God.
首先，我们讲到是在神对神子的信心跟知识上我们合一。
The pastors, teachers, their job is to equip the church to do the work of the ministry until all the members become or arrive at the unity in our faith.
一个牧师一个重要责任就是教导会友在信心上大家是一致的。
This unity is a unity where we believe in Christ Himself, and the belief relates to our vitally to our knowledge of who He is.
那这个一致的意思说，我们叫相同认识的基督。到底基督是谁？
The goal includes a united effort for us to reach out and proclaim this faith.
那这个目的就是让我们大家能够有一个合一的努力来宣扬这个信仰。
And unity in our knowledge refers to a fuller, more experiential knowledge of God.
这个在知识上我们的合一指的是我们有一个完整的一个经验上的一个知识。
Every one of us as believers ought to have a personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ.
每一个信徒必须对跟基督耶稣有一个很个人的、很亲密的一个关系。
And we are all called as brothers and sisters to be mature and full grown, measuring up to the full stature of Jesus Christ.
我们是弟兄姊妹，我们彼此在 在这个基督的身体里面有合一，让我们得以长大成人，满有基督的长成的身量。
Then verses 14 through 16, then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming.
这样子的话，我们就可以不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，随从各样的异端。
Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ.
我们成长，必须要我们要有一这层认识，我们也要爱心。
From Him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and is built and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
因在神里面，我们彼此的联合，我们彼此个人做恩赐来服侍教会，让教会能够。
Believers, we will mature in the faith and we will no longer be like children who are tossed to and fro.
一个成熟的，在信仰上成熟的信徒，他们就不再像小孩子的行为一样。
And will be people who are like children in their faith and knowledge. We must grow up and become mature believers.
我们必须要成长，变成一个成熟的信徒。
And when we become mature believers, we'll be able to discern false doctrines, and we'll be able to grow and become mature Christians.
一个成熟的信徒，他知道什么分辨什么是对的，什么是不对的教导，在信仰上能够成。
And our objective is to hold the truth in love.
我们目的就是要在真理上能够保持持守。
We become more and more like Christ.
我们让我们跟越来越像基督。
Speaking the love is not always easy.
用爱心说诚实话不是一件容易的事情。
It's not always convenient or pleasant.
也不是一个很方便随时可以用的，或者是一个很容易做的事情。
But it's necessary if the church is going to grow and do the work of Christ in the world.
但如果教会要成长的话，要执行基督对我们所要我们做事情，这是必须的。
And you have to know when to speak the truth in love.
你要知道在什么时候、什么地方用爱心说诚实话。
Ever want to tell your wife or your best friend or your husband the truth?
你是不是总是对你的太太、先生或你的好朋友讲真实话
？You got to know exactly when to do it. Believe me.
你要知道什么时候该怎么讲。
Christ is the head of the body of believers.
基督是信徒的头。
And each person has to do their work in the service of Jesus Christ.
每个人要尽他本分来服侍我们的基督。
And we receive the we don't get these works for our own prestige or acclaim.
我们做这事情不是为了得到自己尊严或者得到别人对你的赞许。
But to be used to the building up of one another in the church of Christ.
而是在基督身体里面彼此的建造。
Did you ever wonder? Where would God want me to serve in this church?
你有没有在问过自己，到底基督耶稣要我在这个教会里面做什么样的服事？
Do I have a special place of ministry?
在教会的各样事工当中，我有没有可以做的？
You're probably saying I wouldn't want to be in your spot right now.
你会说，我可能不想做一个像你这样的牧师。
But this is where God's called me.
但是这对我来讲是牧师对我的呼召。
See, God shapes us for our ministry.
上帝塑造我们来做他事做教会事工。
He shapes us by giving us spiritual gifts.
他塑造我们是用他给我们各种属灵的恩赐。
And a spiritual gift is given to each of us as a means of helping the entire church.
这属灵恩赐是给每一个人的，目的是要来建立这个教会。
And he shapes us by what he's put into our hearts.
他在我心里面感动我们。
We have a unique emotional heartbeat that races when we think of subjects and activities that interest us.
我们有一个心情上的一个心跳啊，当你讲到一些很兴奋的事情，你心脉搏就变快。
He shapes us by the different abilities He's given to us.
他给我们每个人不同的能力。
He's given each of us the ability to do certain things well.
他给我们每个人不同能力，在一些事情上让我们可以好好的做。
Brother Howard back there is very good at keeping track of all the money at the church.
Howard 弟兄他可能在金钱管理上有很好的恩赐。
If I was in charge of keeping track of the money, we would be broke.
所以让我来管教会钱的话，这个教会生意早就破产了。
And then also God's shaped us through our personalities.
神也在我们个性上来磨塑造我们。
He's given all of us unique personality traits.
他跟每个人个性都不一样。
And also he shaped us through the experiences that we've had in life.
他也利用我们的生命，我们过去生活经历来塑造我们。
God has allowed our life experiences to mold us.
上帝就用我们的生命生活来改造我们。
And God wants to use you in the ministry of this church.
上帝要用你在教会的服事上有份。
You have unique abilities and gifts that God wants to use to build and bless this church.
你有一个特别恩赐，神可以使用来建立这个教会。
Putting spiritual gifts to work.
让这个不同属灵恩赐能够发生果效。
Overhead we have a list of the responsibilities for the pastors and the church.
在这一个投影片会讲到牧师跟教会里面不同人他们的责任。
So the teacher pastor's responsibility.
一个做牧师做教师他们的责任是什么？
And this is accomplished through consistent biblical teaching and preaching.
这个主要他们是来有一个一致性的圣经的教导跟他的讲道。
This also includes the pastor giving an oversight to all the teaching within the body of Christ.
这也包括经由教会各类的教导的事工来提供一个健全的圣经 的教导跟课程。
And then a pastor's responsibility should be to be involved in the ministry.
一个牧师的一个事工是要参与各样的服事。
The pastor's main responsibility is preaching and teaching and prayer.
一个牧师主要事工是在教导、讲道跟祷告。
But pastors should also be involved in on-the-job training to equip the saints to better do the work of the ministry.
牧师一个重要事工也是在让圣徒得到装备，在实习过程当中能够成长来建立教会。
The pastor should be lead by example.
牧师要本身要自己要做一个榜样。
The pastor's involvement in the lives and the people inside and outside the church should encourage members to follow his example.
不管是在教会里面或者教会以外，牧师要一个好的榜样，大家可以跟随。
Then we'll look at the practical fulfillment of this type of ministry.
我们来看看在实际执行上，我们怎么样来做成这样的做到这样的事情。
To preach and teach the word.
那要教导，还有来讲解神的话语。
Train disciple makers.
来训练能够做传福音的人。
To model evangelism.
自己做一个宣教的一个榜样。
To pray earnestly.
牧师要不停的不断祷告。
To faithfully serve the Lord.
要很有信心很忠心的来服侍上帝。
Now the church's responsibility.
那教会责任是什么呢？
This is what you do.
这是你们要做什么？
Get equipped for the ministry.
第一，要好好装备人来参与服侍。
Every member of the church should have some role in the ministry of the church.
教会的每个会员或多或少在每个方面都有责任来参与教会的服事。
I know you're all good at something.
我知道你们都是很好的榜样。
And this involves a deep commitment to the Lord.
这个需要你对上帝有一个很深的委身。
A commitment to this church.
这个教会要有很深的委身。
To a personal devotional life.
对你自己的灵修生命要有很好的委身。
And to have a comprehensive understanding of the Word of God.
要一个全面的了解，对神的话语要有全面性的了解。
Then our responsibility is also to love and to serve one another.
一个会员的一个责任就是要彼此的相爱，还彼此的服侍。
Only through loving and serving one another can we realize the key functions of this church.
经由这样子，我们才可以了解到一个教会主要的功能是什么。
We need the personal networking of our brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们在我们的周遭生活当中，我们跟弟兄姊妹要彼此的有一个很好互动。
So that we together can handle the difficulties in this world.
所以我们大家一起，我们能够来面对我们在这世界上我们遭遇的困难。
And the temptations that we face every day.
我们今天每一天所遭遇的试炼。
Then we as members are to read and to attend the church regularly, to read the word and attend church regularly.
我们是会员的话，我们要规很不断规则在读神的话语，来参加教会的事工。
Consistency in our spiritual walk is a key to a godly walk.
能持续的在属灵上有所追求，才是一个合乎神旨意的一个追求。
Regular times in the Word of God and regular church attendance are important to have happy and healthy Christian lives.
以规则灵修、学习神的话语，那规则参加教会的活动，才会导致有一个快乐、健的基督生活。
What are some practical results of this?
这样做的话，你会得到一个什么结果呢
？We will exercise spiritual gifts within our body.
我们在基督的身体里面，我们大家来摆上自己的恩赐。
We will edify our fellow believers.
我们在信徒当中彼此的造就。
We as a church will evangelize the lost.
我们可以向世上人能够传扬福音。
We will exemplify Jesus Christ.
我们可以做出一个基督的一个榜样。
And we will exalt him in our worship.
我们在可以在我们崇拜当中来赞扬上帝。
Results will further be that believers will be grounded.
这样子信徒能够有一个很好的根基。
They will grow in unity.
他们会在合一之下成长。
They will show true love.
他们会表现出什么是真正的爱。
And our people will be people of humility, gentleness, patience, and love.
我们就会变成一些有谦卑、有恩慈、有耐心、有爱心的人。
Imagine what it would be like to have a church full of mature and loving Christians.
大家可不可以想象一下，如果这教会里面充满了这种有成熟的基督徒，有爱心的基督徒
？I think in our church we have a good start.
我相信我们教会会有很好的一个开始。
But I think all of us need to work on our spiritual walk with the Lord.
我们每个人要自己在自己跟追寻神的道路上能够尽上本分。
And if we'll have this kind of a spiritual walk, we can have true peace in our church.
如果我们能够在这样属灵的道路上追求的话，在我们教会里面就会有真正的和睦。
In conclusion, let me tell you about a little boy who had an argument with some boys that were twice his size.
在结束之前，我跟各位讲一个故事，讲一个小孩子，他面对一些比他快两倍的人。
They thought he was crazy when he drew a line on the ground. He said, "I dare you to cross that line."
当他跟这群大的孩子在争论的时候，他在地上画条线，说：“我看你们敢不敢过这条线。”
So the boys crossed the line.
就那个比他还大的孩子就跨过这条线了。
And he just smiled at them and he said, "Now you're on my side."
他的孩子笑笑说：“嘿嘿嘿，你现在是跟我是一国的了。”
And as we look around at our brothers and sisters in Christ,
我们看看我们周遭的弟兄姊妹。
Let's all remember we're on the same side.
我们记得我们大家都是一国的。
We want to serve the Lord Jesus Christ here, amen.
我们都要服侍基督吗？是吗 ？Amen.
We want to glorify His name.
我们要荣耀他的名。
We want to see Jesus Christ save people and build them up in our congregation.
我们在我们的会众当中看到基督怎么样来建立教会弟兄姊妹。
And I want to see God's hand of blessing on our church.
我要见到神祝福的手在这个教会里面。
And we can do that at this church.
我们在这方面可以做到这样的事情。
As we love and encourage one another in our faith.
用彼此的关心，彼此的爱心，对彼此爱心。
Let's pray.
我们大家一起低头做个祷告。
Father, may we all commit ourselves to you today.
天父上帝，愿我们今天跟你都有一个很好的尾声。
To becoming a mature and faithful believer of you.
让变成一个成熟而且信心的基督徒。
To do all that we can to bring unity in our church.
我们这样做的话，我们知道我们可以在教会里面带来合一。
To love and support those who are in leadership.
来用爱心来支持我们教会的领袖。
And may our members who are in leadership realize we are here to serve and to love.
每一个会员都知道，我们今天在教会里面主要是来服侍。
We're to bless each other and love each other.
我们要彼此的来关心大家，来彼此的爱惜的爱，爱心的对待大家。
Because Lord, you loved us.
因为主啊，你先爱了我们。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告 ，Amen。大家弟兄姊妹大家好。